I'm Kate Archer-Kent in our Superior Bureau, and we're getting insider tips now on what to see and do up north. We're touring around the Northwoods on Wisconsin Weekend. Bayfield in bloom is exactly 2 weeks away when 50,000 blooming daffodils say, come hither. Summer vacation season right around the corner. What is your favorite place up north? What are your favorite things to do? Do you and your family go to a cabin, perhaps? What do you love most about it, and why do you keep going back? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David Eads is Executive Director of the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Bureau. David, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
So Bayfield in bloom is not too far away, getting a little busier for you there. Can you take us there? What can people experience?
Bayfield in bloom has been happening since 2003 or four, a little before I started with the Chamber Visitor Bureau. Larry Mueller, I believe, has been the kickoff since the beginning. He does a wonderful job. We have the live
Garden Talk
show.
Yep, Garden Talk
at our pavilion right on the water. You know, over the years, like you have mentioned, we've planted over 50,000 daffodils around town, and it's a wonderful way to kick off the whole kind of celebration of spring for us. So,
what are some of the events that you have planned during that? And it's a span of time. It starts on the 9th or 10th?
I believe the 10th.
The 10th and runs until June. Is that right?
It does, yes. So we have, there's a garden tours that we do around town. There's a city tours of gardens. There's country tours of gardens. We highlight the orchards, which are all starting to open up. There's stores, and Hauser's has their big plant sale. We also do now a native plant sale as a part of the Bayfield in Bloom with one of the local nonprofits in the area. So, and we end it at the blessing of the fleet to kick off the traditional fishing season for the year. So,
why daffodils? What's so lovely about them in Bayfield?
They're daffodils. They come up early. They're beautiful. I mean, they're early blooming and they're wonderful. You get the crocuses, the purples, and the yellows of the daffodils, and
I'm sold.
It's just, if you've not been up there when they're blooming and there's just thousands of them, it's just beautiful.
Well, let's stick with the theme of beauty here. Island life and Wisconsin aren't two things most people think to put together, but this state actually has a lot of islands. Can you tell us where they are?
So we're at the tip of Bayfield County in Wisconsin, you know, and we are blessed with 22 beautiful islands that make up the Apostle Islands. 21 of them are part of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. And Madeleine Island is the only inhabited island and a beautiful place to take the ferry across from Bayfield. You can spend the day there. You can spend a couple days there if you really wanted to. Great state park, great hiking trails. Our side, the same. You know, it's just we are blessed with being able to tour these islands, to go to these islands. It's the largest number of lighthouses and light stations of any national park, and miles of wonderful beaches. So
where should people begin who've never been to Wisconsin's islands? Where do you start?
You should come to our visitor center in Bayfield. And, you know, there's many ways to see the islands. You know, the cruise service does just a beautiful job on their grand tour. They do a morning tour. They do an evening tour. They just added a new boat last year, which is just lovely. And they're also now doing tours out to the sea caves. There are any number of sailboat rides that you can take that are a little more customized. And you get to actually, you know, get behind the wheel and be the captain of that boat. And there's also some powerboat tours that are done. They're also a little more custom. You can go kayaking. It's how you want to. You can bring your own boat.
Quite watery. This is
it's
all
very
watery.
Yep.
So are there good overnight trips or perhaps longer backpacking trips?
There are. Absolutely. There's a couple of outfitters there that will do multiple night trips out to the islands, even themed ones. There's one that's a culinary trip, like a three-night culinary trip where you cook your food on the beach and it's all local foods and local dishes. It's wonderful.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
It, It is.
So what are the best islands and beaches for swimming and for the kids?
I think Stockton Island has one of the best beaches. It's actually was ranked a couple years ago as like one of the top 10 beaches in the nation. So it has wonderful singing sands, which is really rare in the world. You can move your hands through the sands, and they make the most wonderful sounds because of the crystal structure of the sand. It only happens a few places on Earth, and we have one of them on Stockton Island.
And the color of the sand?
White.
White sand beaches.
Yes.
So tell us about Baker Island. What can people do there? The dragon boat races, is that on Baker Island?
I believe that's in Superior.
And that's in Superior. Okay. So let's look at, so when you go into Bayfield and you want to perhaps check out some of the local farms mm-hmm. and, orchards, how should you begin?
So we are surrounded by orchards and berry farms, again, because of the islands. You know, we're on Lake Superior, which keeps our environment a little more stable temperature-wise, but because of the islands also protect us from the winds that you would get. So we have this little microclimate in Bayfield. So we have 14 orchards and berry farms. We're the berry capital of the state, just for the number of variety and kinds of berries we grow. And, of course, apples, you know, culminating with our big Apple Fest in October. So we actually have a wonderful map that will walk you through all the different orchards and what they have, and it also tells you what's available at any given time during the year. And I mean, all of them have wonderful things to offer.
We're talking with David Eads. He's Executive Director of the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Bureau. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been to Bayfield, perhaps the Apostle Islands? What does that trip look like to you? Where do you love to go and visit? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Here we are at the end of April. What is the best part of this area, this time of the year? Because I know we've got perhaps a little bit of snow precipitation, maybe not. Weather can be touch and go.
I'm going to ignore that.
Okay, all right.
So we've had some rain recently, which is actually very cool because we have a number of waterfalls in the area. So in the spring, after the rain and the snow's melting, hiking to some of these waterfalls is just amazing because they're really going full blast. So, you know, there's Lost Creek Falls and by Cornucopia. There's a number of little ones by us all along the South Shore. We love the rain.
How close can you get to those falls?
The Lost Creek, you can literally walk behind it.
Wow.
So that's one of my favorite ones.
What about the hiking trails?
We have miles and miles of hiking trails. So, you know, there's Red Cliff actually just won a stewardship award from the state for the first tribal national park just north of Red Cliff. Beautiful little hike through some awesome old growth hemlock down to Lake Superior, where you then have a view of, I think, 5 islands you can see if you look hard enough.
Sold. So I know you mentioned earlier going out to the ice caves. We all have that during the winter, wondering whether we can see them, if they're frozen enough. So when you do go out to the ice caves, tell us about that experience.
It's just magical. You know, walking out on Lake Superior, that in itself is an adventure for most people who don't live in a climate like we do, where walking on a frozen lake or even driving on a frozen lake is pretty normal. So just the hike out there on the trail, and you're walking along the sandstone cliffs and the ice formations, not just the shapes but the colors, the different colors of the minerals they pick up as the water flows through, it's just magical.
What are the caves like in the summer?
They're equally as beautiful. I mean,
cool?
Cold? It's very cool. I mean, you get to, like I said, I've kayaked through them. I've boated through them. I mean, getting in a kayak, you really get a nice intimate feel for the caves. You get to go into some that you can barely get through with your kayak, and it's just wonderful. And again, the different colors of the sandstone is just amazes me every time. And they're positioned in such a way that the sun sets on that side. So if you get there at night, it's just amazing.
Are those guided tours through the caves?
They are guided tours, yes.
Can you tell us about some of the fun things to do that don't make it in front of the tourism brochures or some off-the-beaten-path things? Anything that comes to mind off the beaten path? Perhaps some food that we should consider?
Well, so not known to many is, the wineries on Betzold Road, they serve food, and it is just amazing. You go there at night, beautiful setting overlooking their vineyard where they've now planted lots of grapes and have some wonderful food. And that one's still a little hidden gem for us, and I'm going to shine a light on it now.
And so there are multiple wineries then.
There are multiple wineries. We also have a nice distillery that opened up, Copper Crow, doing vodka and different drinks in Red Cliff. We will have a nano brewery opening this year at the Howell Adventure Center, which also is new just south of town, plugging all of our beautiful silent sports and biking. And, I mean, again, hundreds of miles of trails that we have to enjoy the beautiful natural beauty that we are surrounded by.
We are touring around the northern part of northern Wisconsin on the shores of breathtaking Lake Superior. It's Wisconsin Weekend, and our tour guide is David Eads, making such a great sell. He heads up the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Bureau. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Why is northern Wisconsin special to you? We want to hear about your favorite spots, hiking trails, beaches, restaurants. Share with us, what are your memories of visiting the Northwoods or other places up north? I have memories of Two Harbors as a kid. Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're touring the Northwoods on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're broadcasting this week from our studios in Superior. We were at Canal Park in Duluth a Thursday afternoon next to the aerial lift bridge, and tell you what, after a gentle rainfall, we saw a double rainbow over the lighthouse pier. Double rainbow! And our executive producer, Keely Baltina, had the inspiration to shoot some amazing time-lapse photography of the ice moving across the water. Rainbow and all, you can see it on our Twitter feed. It is absolutely breathtaking. What is special to you about this region? Have you gone to any hidden away gems around Lake Superior? How did you find it? Where do you like to shoot photography up north? Join in at 800-642-1234. Not far from where we're broadcasting is the one and only Bayfield, Wisconsin. David Eads is Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Bureau there, and he stays with us to talk about the town and the famous for its blossoming flowers. So, David, you wanted to talk a little bit more about food. What should we know about food?
Yeah, so, I mean, we have just a number of restaurants that I think with our local region and our regional food producers and their love of the land. We already talked about our little microclimate, but we have so many farms in the area that produce such wonderful local foods, and our restaurants serve that food. And so we have a wonderful farm-to-table atmosphere there, but we also have what I like to say is a lake-to-table because we have Lake Superior, so we have whitefish. So you can go into any number of our restaurants at any time and get different whitefish meals. You can, from the simplest restaurant with a simple burger to whitefish tacos to whitefish livers if you want to really be daring.
And it doesn't have to be Friday.
It doesn't have to be Friday. Of course, we all know Friday fish fries are the best.
Yes, so. And they're tradition in your area. I mean, there's like huge boiling water and flames. And this is
Grunkies, it does a wonderful fish boil during the summer, so.
Oh, it's amazing. Katrina from Grand Chute called in to say there is a place called Copper Falls in northern Wisconsin, and you have to climb down a long stairway to get to the most beautiful sight at the waterfalls. And her family has traveled there many times, and she saw a wedding once, and it was just like the most beautiful spot.
I agree. It's south of Ashland in Mellon, Wisconsin, Copperfall State Park. It's the couple rivers come together right there, and they have just the most beautiful hiking trails that circle around the whole shores of the river, going over a couple rivers, and you get just amazing views of the waterfalls there.
How about music? What's the music scene like?
So actually this weekend, the Washburn is going to kind of kick off our music season with the Broke Down Blues Festival. I believe it's their second year. Very popular, becoming very popular and wonderful. We have Big Top Chautauqua. Mm-hmm. People are not familiar with Big Top Chautauqua. They need to be. Wonderful venue just south of town at the Ashua Bay Ski Hill. This year they're going to have a new structure over their tent. And I've seen their lineup again this year. And come to Bayfield, watch a show, listen to some music. We do live music every Tuesday in the park in Bayfield. Cornucopia does live music once a week on their beach or shoreline, I believe. So
we've been talking a lot about being outdoors in your neck of the woods, but what if that's not your thing? What about some indoor options?
You know, Bayfield County has more museums per capita than any other county in the state.
You smile at that statistic.
I do, because I love it. And they're, you know, they're just wonderful museums. I mean, I love history. I love learning about an area. You know, I go to the Green Shed in Cornucopia, or you go to the State Historical Museum on Madeline Island and learn about, you know, the history of the people that are still here and were here before us. And, I mean, there's so much to do.
Well, David, there is so much to do. And thank you so much for taking us on a tour.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
David Eads is the executive director of the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Bureau. And we should mention that the Bayfield Chamber is a business sponsor of Wisconsin Public Radio. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's Brad Kohlberg with a piece about a photographer who just released a photo book documenting Wisconsin's independent music scenes.
Spencer Wells grew up in Eau Claire, went to college in Madison, and fell in love with Wisconsin music while photographing live shows. The visual artist combined some of those photos with essays about the state's independent musicians in a new book called Forward. Here he is reading from the book and talking about some of the featured artists.
There's an inclusive community that's grown across genres because there wasn't anywhere else to grow. This cross-pollination was happening in metropolitan Milwaukee, liberal Madison, and musician-friendly Eau Claire, but it was much further reaching than even these outposts. There was a weird art festival in Janesville for 5 years in a row. There were psych pop bands from Appleton. My favorite songwriter lived in Sheboygan, a short walk from the shores of Lake Michigan. All I could do to keep up was just snap away with whatever camera I had on me. Yeah, so Thomas...
One sec.
Actually did create some music with the band Volcano Choir, which I thought was sort of really emblematic of Wisconsin music during this time, and I look back at those records as some of my favorite. So he was sort of a pioneer of the electronic music, not only in Wisconsin, but I would say nationally. We also have Rory Ferreira, who performs as Milo.
It's the lazy theologian, the clumsiest poet, stumbling through the poplar grove, and he doesn't even notice those tones.
Very interesting lyricist and hip-hop artist who has really pushed the boundaries of that genre.
At home on a cracked iPhone, alone and hairy, casting postmodernist abracadabra. It starts like this. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. I don't know. There's Adeline Stry, who's from Eau Claire.
Drive for miles in the dark.
She's a jazz musician who then started making more indie rock, but still sort of keeps those elements and that education in the background of her music. Wilden Hughes, who plays his W's and resides in Janesville. Interesting guy, farmer, but also, you know, in his basement was creating these really intricate songs. J.E. Sundy, another Eau Claire musician who just has a gorgeous, gorgeous playing style. And all of my striving is at an end. To just say that he's another guy with a guitar is to do a major injustice to his music. There's something really special about Wisconsin music that I always return to.
Everyone knows it's easy to be in love.
I think it's just something that runs deep in the water or the woods or something like that.
Spencer Wells is a photographer from Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Kohlberg.
And Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@wpr.org. That's mornings@wpr.org. And we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.